In Sefer Daniel, in Perek Dalet, explains over there that Nebuchadnezzar had a very terrifying dream that he was not happy how any of his chachamim were able to translate the dream, to show him what the meaning of the dream was. It's not important now to go through all the details of the dream. It was basically that there was this huge tree with branches and fruits, and the tree literally went up to the Shamayim, and all the animals of the whole world were getting shelter underneath this tree, being able to eat from the fruits, and all the birds were inside the branches. And all of a sudden a malach came, and a malach said to cut down the tree, and the whole tree got cut down, and all the animals scattered away. That's the basics of the dream. And he went ahead, and after he couldn't find anyone that could give him an explanation that satisfied him, he trusted very much Daniel, and he called over Daniel and asked him to explain the dream. And Daniel basically said that it's a siman that the melucha is going to be taken away from the Nebuchadnezzar, his tremendous, unbelievable kingdom, and the depth of the punishment is going to be, this has to do with that all the animals are going to go away, that Nebuchadnezzar, instead of supporting and being mefarnes and giving sustenance to the whole world, it's going to come now a point that Nebuchadnezzar, his heart is going to turn into the heart of an animal. He's going to think that not that he's a person, he's going to think that he's an animal, and he's going to live like an animal. That's what's going to come to Nebuchadnezzar. Imagine the shock and the terror that Nebuchadnezzar feels when he hears this from Daniel. And Daniel tells him, but I'll give you an etzah, how you could push off this tremendous tragedy from taking effect on you. Doesn't say it'll take it off completely, but he could push it off to happen. And that is that he said that you should go ahead and redeem all your averis. Nebuchadnezzar, the Russia, who made such Russia, who did such rishis, that he made a tselem, a getchka, and he was making everyone bow down to the tselem. So he said, but I'll give you an etzah, how you could push off this tremendous tragedy from befalling you. And that is that you should go ahead and redeem your averis. Redeem your averis of avodah zarah, forcing people to bow down to the tselem. Bow down to Getchkas. Redeem it by going and giving tzedakah to the poor people of Klal Yisrael, the poor Yidden. Go give them tzedakah. And then he says, and then go ahead and have rachmanis on Aniya Yisrael. Doesn't explain exactly the difference. Give tzedakah, charity, and go have rachmanis on Aniya Yisrael, on the poor people of Yisrael. And that, he says, will lengthen the days of your melucha until this tragedy will befall you. And on a side note, the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Dalet, says that this was considered a little bit of an avera on Daniel's part. Someone who's such a rasha merusha like Nebuchadnezzar, he should not have given him such a great etzah, how to be able to save himself from this terrible tragedy that was supposed to befall him by pushing it off. But here's what I'm getting to the climax, the point of what we see over here. It says that Nebuchadnezzar opened up his house, and all Aniya Yisrael were able to come to his house now every single day and get money. And it says this went on for 12 months. For 12 months this went on, and his melucha went on. Melucha went on, everything went on very well, and he was normal, he was like a person, and everything went great. And then it says all of a sudden one day, at the end of this 12 months, Nebuchadnezzar, right away, all of a sudden it came down Menashemayim, that he should lose his mind and become like an animal, and that went on for 11 years, till later something happened, he did a tshuva somehow, and he got back as Melucha 11 years later. But listen to this Pachadika thing. Rashi over there, it's worth it to look it up inside. Over there, in Daniel and Perek Dalet, Rashi brings a Medrash Tanchuma. If the schus, the going ahead and giving tzedakah to Aniyim worked, and pushed off this tragedy that was going to befall him for 12 months, why did it stop after 12 months? So I would have thought, Pashup Shat, okay, it only worked for 12 months. There's a limit how much this chus could work. Rashi says, Medrash Tanchuma says, that after 12 months, Nebuchadnezzar turned to some of his servants, and they said, I hear all this noise by the palace, what's going on? They said, no, he made a special time to give out money to the Aniya Yisrael, to the poor Yidden. So everyone is coming, that's what's making all this noise. And Nebuchadnezzar said, I need money to build all my palaces and all everything. We have to stop this immediately. And he said, stop it, no more tzedakah for the poor people. On that very day, right then, it's mashma, not only that day, it's mashma immediately on the minute. It says, that's when Hashem said, okay, that's it. The Gzeira comes out now. He's losing his mind right now. What do we see from this? We see from this that it's not just someone gave tzedakah. Okay, I give tzedakah. Tzedakah tatzal mimavis. With tzedakah, he could redeem himself from all the tzaris, the tragedies that are about to befall him. But on the very day that he stopped giving that tzedakah, on that very day, he lost the protection. He lost his protection. Everyone remembers, we said over around Lag Ba'imer time, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says a person must do a chesed every day to bring down chesed from Hashem on him. The kol ha-merachem ala briyos, merachman alav min ha-shamayim. A person needs that every single day. Here we see clearly, psukim, in Daniel, in Perek Dalet, Nebuchadnezzar, who made a tzelem. He made a tzelem, avodah zarah. But on the very day, you don't say what his chosim of tzedakah now went for weeks and months. It doesn't make a difference. On the very day that he stopped, he lost the protection. On that very day, and his heart became the heart of an animal. And that's what he suffered for 11 years. So we learn two incredible things from this. Number one, we learn that even someone who does the worst aveiris, like Avodah Zarah of Nebuchadnezzar, having achmanis on Aniya Yisrael, and being mefarnes them, and giving them tzedakah, was able to push off that the gzeira shouldn't take effect. And number two, on the very day that he stopped, he lost the schus. May we all take this lesson and realize that by going ahead and giving tzedakah and chesed and having rachmanis on people, we are doing the greatest rachmanis on ourselves. We are saving ourselves and protecting ourselves. And the second lesson is, don't stop. Don't say, but I did chesed yesterday, I did chesed 2 days before. Like the Zohar says, you need chesed every day. And the second you stop doing chesed on that very day, Rachmana Litzlan, you could lose the protection. May we all be zeicha to do chesed and staka every day, all the time, and in that merit, mida keneged mida, always be zeicha to have staka and chesed come from Hashem on us and protect us.